Jackie the Park Ranger.
And my name's Squeakers.
We read the Bible and we help each other.
So explore with us.
Today's the day.
Let's see what the Bible has to say.
Hey everybody, my name's Parky the Park Ranger.
And I'm Squeakers the Squirrel.
And we are so glad you're here to help us tell another great story from the Bible. And
Squeakers, I'm so excited.
Me too. We've been telling this great series all along the last few weeks about stories from the Bible dealing with animals. And I'm so excited about this one. This one's one of my favorites, and I have a surprise for you today, Squeakers.
A surprise?
Yep.
I love surprises.
Well, I figured you did, and that's why I brought a real live, I don't want to spoil it just yet, but another animal is going to be joining you today.
Another animal?
That's what? Right.
Oh, I'm so excited, Perky. Let's get this story started. Are you guys at home ready? Yay!
Great. Well, today we're going to be telling the story of Daniel in the lion's den, which can be found in the book of
Daniel.
That's right. Chapter 6. Now, Squeakers, would you do the honors and tell us how our story today begins?
Of course. Our story today begins with a man named Daniel, and he was one of the most loved advisors by the king.
That's exactly right. You see, there was this king named King Darius, and he ruled all over Babylon, and he had three very trusted advisors. One of them was Daniel, and Daniel was so beloved because he did his job right, he listened to the rules, he followed the rules, and so the king rewarded Daniel, and he said, Daniel, I'm going to put you in charge over the whole kingdom.
Wow, that's a big job.
A huge job, but remember, I said there were three advisors. The other two that weren't Daniel got so jealous of Daniel.
Oh, no.
They wanted to steal his job. And so they were trying to figure out a way to get Daniel in trouble.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Not good at all. In fact, they followed Daniel around to see if they could catch him and get him arrested for breaking a rule. But Daniel was such a good guy, he never broke any rules.
That's right.
Well, one day, they decided, what if we could trick Daniel into breaking a rule that we create?
What kind of rule?
They created a rule that for 1 week, everybody had to pray to the king, a human.
What?
Yeah.
A human?
How silly is that?
But Daniel only prays to God.
That's exactly right. You see, Daniel loved God, and he believed in God, and he only did what God told him to do. And God said to only pray to God. And so Daniel did just that. He knew that this new law had been enacted, and the king signed it and everything, and there was a consequence if you broke this rule.
Oh no, but Daniel prayed to God anyway, didn't he?
That's exactly right. He knew that if he prayed to God and not the king, that he would be sent to a lion's den.
Dun, dun, dun.
And sure enough, he went home and he prayed, and the advisors caught him, got him arrested, and threw him into the lion's den.
Oh, no.
Oh, and that's exactly what King Darius said. He loved Daniel, and he was so afraid all night long that lions were just going to eat him and tear him apart. He couldn't sleep. He was so nervous for Daniel.
That's so scary, Barky.
So guess what happened in the lion's den?
What happened?
Well, Daniel was sitting there, and it was so dark, and he smelled something, and he reached out, and you know what he felt?
What?
A lion!
A minute? That's a dog!
Well, yeah, you're right. This probably isn't a lion. This is my dog, Coco, but I couldn't find a lion, and he kind of looks like a lion. He's got a little bit of a mane, you know?
He really does look like a lion.
Well, Daniel reached out, and he could feel the lions in the lion's den, but they weren't eating him.
God saved him, Parky.
That's exactly right. And King Darius came to the den in the morning, and he said, Daniel, are you alive? And Daniel said, yes. My God shut the mouths of the lions all through the night and kept me safe.
Wow, that is such a good story, Parky, but what is our takeaway for today?
Well, thanks, Coco, for helping us out. That's a great question, Squeakers. You see, sometimes things are gonna happen that we don't expect. We're gonna be in situations that are gonna be really scary or tricky, but just like Daniel, we can always trust and rely on God that he's gonna protect us and be with us in those situations.
You're right, Parky. We can trust and rely on God. And you guys at home can do that too.
That's exactly right, and I'm so excited for our next story. I hope you guys will join us. Be sure to click that subscribe button, and what do they do to that notification bell?
And ring that bell, ding, ding, ding.
That's right, that way you'll know when the next story comes out about animals in the Bible. We're so excited.
We can't wait to see you again real soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We're glad you joined us.
We'll see you soon.
But before we go, we've got one last tune.
God loves me.
And God loves you. No matter what you say or what you do. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great day.
We've learned what the Bible has to say.